fears resolved paid off once again Thursday as they pried another $2 to $5 from packers. The Federal Trade Commission ordered 9 large retailers, wholesalers, and consumer goods suppliers to provide detailed information to shed light on the causes behind ongoing supply chain disruptions. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 3rd of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices took another step higher Thursday. Live prices were $2 higher in the Southern Plains at $142 a hundredweight, steady to $4 higher in Nebraska at $140, and steady to $5 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $140. Dress trade in Nebraska was $3 higher at $220. Last week, live prices in Colorado were at $140, and dress prices in the Western Corn Belt were $213 to $217. Cattle futures, especially front-month live cattle, gained Thursday with the stronger cash prices. They closed an average of 71 cents higher, from $1.65 higher in spot D's to 7 cents higher in the back contract. The weekly U.S. export sales report added support. For the week ending November 25th, net U.S. beef export sales for 2021 of 21,600 metric tons were 12% more than the previous week and 5% more than the prior four-week average. Increases were primarily for South Korea, China, Japan, Mexico, and Chile. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.80 higher Thursday afternoon at $272.02 a hundredweight. Select was 28 cents higher at $258.25. Feeder cattle futures gains were capped by stronger corn futures prices. They closed an average of 36 cents higher, except for a nickel lower in spot Jan. Corn futures closed 3 to 6 cents higher in the front five contracts, and then fractionally higher to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed 11 to 16 cents higher in the front five contracts, and then mostly 3 to 4 cents higher.
Hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle continue to sell mainly higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Given last week's holiday, these trends are relative to 2 weeks earlier. Steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $8 to $12 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there are 6,096 head. There are instances of $15 to $20 higher on flyweight steers. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher on comparable sales. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher, and then $3 higher at heavier weights. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing $550 to $850 sold steady to $6 higher. Higher undertones were noted for steers weighing more than 1,000 pounds. Heifers weighing 600 to 950 pounds sold steady to $5 higher. There are 4,517 head on offer. Steers weighing 400 to 550 sold $8 to $10 higher at Mobridge Livestock Auction in South Dakota. The exception was $4 to $5 higher at 450 to 500 pounds. Steers weighing 551 to 700 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher. Heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds traded $10 to $12 higher, and then $3 to $7 higher at 501 to 650 pounds. There are 4,161 head on offer. Steers weighing 550 to 700 pounds sold $3 to $9 higher at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas. Steers weighing 700 to 850 pounds sold steady to a dollar lower, but $6 higher at 850 to 900 pounds. Heifers weighing 600 to 850 pounds traded mostly $2 to $4 higher except for $8 higher at 750 to 800 pounds. There are 3,251 head on offer. Feeder steers traded $8 to $10 higher at Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota, where there are 3,530 head. Feeder heifers sold $6 to $10 higher. Finally, at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, steers weighing 500 to 950 pounds sold unevenly steady. Steer calves weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher. Yearling heifers weighing 600 to 800 pounds sold steady to $2 lower, but $3 to $5 higher for yearlings weighing 800 to 950 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher. There are 2,407 head on offer. Volatile major U.S. financial indices reversed course and closed sharply higher Thursday, putting a sizable dent into the previous day's losses. There was little news to push them one way or the other. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 617 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 64 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 127 points. The Federal Trade Commission ordered 9 large retailers, wholesalers, and consumer goods suppliers to provide detailed information that will help the FTC shed light on the causes behind ongoing supply chain disruptions and how these disruptions are causing serious and ongoing hardships for consumers and harming competition in the U.S. economy. According to FTC Chair Lena M. Khan, supply chain disruptions are upending the provision and delivery of a wide array of goods, ranging from computer chips and medicines to meat and lumber. She says that she's hopeful the FTC's new study will shed light on market conditions and business practices that may have worsened these disruptions or led to asymmetric effects. Khan explains the FTC has a long history of pursuing market studies to deepen their understanding of economic conditions and business conduct. The FTC issued the orders under Section 6B of the FTC Act, which authorizes the Commission to conduct wide-ranging studies that do not have a specific law enforcement purpose. The orders are being sent to Walmart, Amazon, Kroger, C&S Wholesale Grocers, Associated Wholesale Grocers, McLane Company, Procter & Gamble, Tyson Foods, and Kraft Heinz. The companies will have 45 days from the date they received the order to respond. In addition to better understanding the reasons behind the disruptions, the study will examine whether supply chain disruptions are leading to specific bottlenecks, shortages, anti-competitive practices, or contributing to rising consumer prices. That's your cattle current market update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 3rd of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.